The Seventh World Meeting of Families opened on Wednesday 30th of May in the Archdiocese of Milan to explore the theme of the family, work and celebration. Pope Benedict XVI will attend the Milan meeting from the 1st to the 3rd of June. Among the participants at this meeting are Mike Melly, a South African layman who is international coordinator of the Retrouvai movement for married couples, and Anne O'Brien, who works for Catholic Care Social Services in Sydney, Australia, who's also married and is in Milan with her husband Peter. They told Mario Galgano of our German programme that the meeting offers an excellent opportunity for people in family ministry to exchange ideas and strengthen cooperation.
Mike Melly, I'm the international coordinator of Retrouvai with my wife Carol and Father Peter Lafferty with the international ecclesial team.
And you are here in Milan for this meeting. Why are you here?
Well, I think first of all we've come to meet the other network with the other organisations, the other ministries in family life. But secondly, also we'd like to expand our own ministry into the rest of the world. And this is an ideal opportunity because we know that there are many delegates from many different countries.
And what is the meaning for the families, for the Christian families in the world, to have a meeting where they can meet people from all over the world?
Well, it's absolutely fantastic that we can do that and share many different ideas. You know, family life around the world is under attack by the secular society, and there are many things that we need to do to counteract that. And to do that and to achieve our objectives, the objectives of the church, the united family, we all need to be working together, and we cannot work together if we don't speak to each other. So this provides that ideal kind of opportunity where we can meet each other and open those conversations, those dialogues with each other to do that.
What is your hope? What will you bring with you after this experience here in Milan?
Well, I think ideally, if I had to be quite selfish about it, we would love for other countries, for family life offices in other dioceses in various countries to open the program in their countries, because we all know what the divorce rate is around the world, and this is one very good way of fighting that divorce rate and uniting the family again afterwards. So that is really our primary objective in being here, is to showcase our own ministry. But secondly, we would also like to meet up with other organizations who are like-minded so that we can put our heads together and really start fighting this war against secularism, against divorce, against this culture of disunity.
And this weekend the Pope will come also here in Milan and will participate also to this meeting. What can he bring to the people who are here, to the families who are here in Milan?
Oh, the Pope undoubtedly brings a lot. The Pope has done an awful amount of work in uniting families, in promoting families, family life everywhere. And I think that's probably going to be one of the things that he's going to leave behind him, is that we will remember him as a Pope who has been pro the family.
You are from Australia. You are here in Milan. Why do you have made so a long journey to come here in Milan?
Well, I work for Catholic Care Social Services in Sydney, Australia, and most of our work is to support families, marriages and families, and I do marriage counselling and education for couples, and so coming to Milan for this Congress is to hear what and understand and share with other people in the world how we can support families. And particularly, I'm here with my husband, Peter, because we've been married for 35 years and we have 4 children, and family and marriage is very important to us.
And what means to you to be married and to have children?
It means a life of sharing our love with God, and it means a lot of celebration and happiness, some sorrow as well, but in balance, a very happy life of being together, of sharing.
A lot of societies, I think also in Australia, like in Europe or North America, there is a crisis for couples and families. What could be a hope? What can you say could be a hope for the new generation?
I think the model that people who are married and have been married and show their love is a way of hope. I think that the family that we understood, Mary and Joseph and Jesus, is also a model for us. I think the teachings of our church are very helpful to give hope. And when I do work with couples, which I do, couples who are experience conflict, I always let them know there is hope for change. There is always hope for change, and there is support around.
And my thanks there go to Mario Galgano of our German programme and his guests, Mike Milley and Anne O'Brien. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.